welcome to the first episode of The Numbers Game. I'm Colin Gray, and I'm bringing you this new series from The Podcast Host. And really, on this introduction, I want to give you an idea of what the series is all about, what we're going to be covering over the coming weeks. So The Numbers Game is all about this game that we find ourselves in. Always try to grow our traffic, our fans, find more people to visit our website, generate more cash in the long run. But as you can tell, it's a little bit ironic because we all know it's not just about the data. It's about the people involved. It's about the engagement we have with them, the quality of that engagement, the fans that really will take action on what we want them to do. And of course, in this case, one person's big number can be another person's tiny number. And that was really a big motivation behind this show, or behind one of the concepts within it, because with that in mind, I want to start sharing our own numbers, a lot of our own numbers. I want to give you some context, some scale, to give you an idea of how well you're doing out there and show you how well or not so well we're doing within the business here as well. And I want to show you how we're starting to grow them as well. That's a big part of the concept here, showing you the ways that we are growing our numbers and really the detail of what we're doing, the experiments involved there. And finally, how we're looking to make sure that they're not just vanity metrics, how we measure the quality of those numbers as well, how we measure how well those numbers, those people are serving our business and how well we are serving them in return. Now, this is for people in both launch phase and in growth phase, because we're in both. We are growing our content business, but we're also launching a brand new software side of the business. And I'll cover that a little bit more in a little while. So I want to be telling as many stories as we can on this show. I want to give you real sort of behind the scenes, what's going on with us and how that can apply to what you're doing out there as well. I want to show you the real numbers, the real lessons behind that that you can learn from. So one of the themes that I hinted at earlier was experiments. And you'll probably get a bit of this over the coming months, the fact that a bit of my background is a researcher. But all the experiments that I run these days are around content. They're around how to create great content, content that really engages people, that creates fans, that creates people that love our work. That's what we're experimenting with. And I want to set up projects. I want to update you on them as they go week by week. And I want to give you steps that you can follow along. So this will be a team effort. You guys can join in with our experiments. We'll get listeners involved in the experiments and we'll see the results from both our side of things and from you, the listener's point of view too. And of course, part of that is homework. So I'm going to give you some actions to do, some things to go away, try out over the week, and then come back the next week, hear how we got on, and hopefully give us some feedback on how you got on as well. Now, I'm sure you can tell this is a bit of an experiment itself, from the dual format video and podcasting along to the bi-weekly releases, the different formats for each day, the Monday and the Friday. But hey, that's what we're here for. We want to try out different things in podcasting and video and content. Share the results with you. We'll refine it as we go, hopefully learning from what you like, from what you don't like. So I hope you join in and follow us along. Who this is for? For me, it's for the grand audience, I suppose, is anyone who's running a business on the internet, which means that you don't have to be actually fully on the internet. This could be a plumber, but who gains a fair bit of custom through AdWords. So he might be doing digital advertising. So you might have a totally offline business, but you're growing that business using the internet, or you're building that business on the internet. So it could be any business at all that wants to learn different tactics for growing their presence on the internet, for growing an audience. It's all about audience for us. I mean, that's what we do when it comes down to it. It's how to create fans of what you do, how to create an audience of what you do. So it's for anyone who is creating an audience, whether that's an offline business, an online business, but you're using the internet to do so. Getting more specific, it's people interested in content. We'll be doing a lot. I mean, a lot of what our business is built on content, podcasting primarily, but well, to be honest, blogging primarily. We'll get into this. We'll get into the numbers. I want to be really honest and open about how we're running our business right now. We're a podcasting company that makes more money out of blogging than we do podcasting, but podcasting is a key part of what we do as well in terms of building trust and all that stuff. But anyway, we'll go into that story at another time. But people interested in content, we'll talk about how we use content, how we create good content, how we think about creating engaging content. I'm sure there will be experiments around content as we go. There's also a SaaS element. So I haven't talked about this yet, but I mentioned the fact that we are both in a launching mode as well as growing an existing audience mode. We have an existing business, which is built on content, but we're also building a new business based on SaaS, built based on software as a service. So we're building a software solution for the folk that already follow our business. So we'll show how we're creating that SaaS business, how that can apply to any business. You might be out there, take the plumber example again, that plumber might suddenly have an idea for a wee bit of software that could help other plumbers. And the SaaS aspect to this might be interesting to them. So it's for people in the SaaS industry too. We'll be definitely talking about that as we go along. It's also for new media. I mean, if you're interested in podcasting and video, again, that's what we do. I'm going to be experimenting a lot about formats and stuff like that, how we do this podcast, how we tie it into the blog, how we create video off it as well. You can see I'm podcasting and creating video at the same time right now. And it's also people who love teaching, who love real life case studies, who love the story around that, who love following along a narrative of people who are trying out stuff, testing stuff, and really just sort of seeing the progress. If you're the progress of somebody building a business and how that works. So it's for you if you're interested in that as well. It's real marketing, real growth, real business ups and downs, I suppose. So it's how we, the bad bits, the good bits, as we go through this journey. I want to experiment with a few formats, like I said. So I'm thinking about twice a week right now. So I want to get one out on Monday and Friday, but I'm going to record as one podcast and a bunch of videos as well. And I'm going to split the podcast in two, basically, and put it out Monday and Friday. Monday will be, I think, the story and the sort of business lessons. Friday will be the data, the experiments day. So if you're only interested in one aspect of that, you can just listen to one of those days. Might think about splitting out the feeds so people can subscribe to just one, but I'm going to keep it as one just now, see how we go. And basically, like I said, it's a bit of an experiment. I'm going to refine it as we go. I'm sure we'll even change the description, the targeting, the audience. A lot of our shows in the past have been really focused on quite a niche, and that's great. It's a good way to do a show, and we've done well with that in the past. This is one I want to be a bit more general. I want to try and see if we can grow a larger audience around a larger niche, but looking at kind of focused areas in there. And I want to test out new kit. We've got a couch over here. We've got a couple of seats here. I want to think about how we record in different ways. So using like a couple of lav mics on the couch with the camera there too, going out and actually recording on the move, like getting out and walking about the town and doing some shows in coffee shops and stuff like that. I just want to test some new methods. Stuff we've done before, but you know, test it more extensively in a way we can control it. So it's our content and we can do what we like with it. We're a bit constrained sometimes working with client stuff or, you know, working at events or whatever and what we can do, because we need it to be good. So we need to know it works. But with this, I can test out things, and if it doesn't work, I can show you and you can see, and it might be interesting content anyway. So that's what we're going to do. Each episode, I think, is going to be a story. It's going to be something I'm taking out of that story, something that, you know, something that we learned this week around running the business. Maybe it'll be a team thing. Maybe it'll be something around working on the SaaS. Maybe it'll be something about media. Maybe it'll be something about marketing. Maybe something about life in general, work-life balance type stuff. So that'll be the first part of it. The next part is, for me, the experiments. It's the showing you what we're going to be working on over the next 4, 6, 8 weeks. And then each week updating you on how that experiment's going, what we've done, what we've found's working, what we're getting feedback on, all that kind of stuff. And giving you things that you can do related to that experiment, or maybe little tricks and tips each week. So that every single week we're going to give you one little thing to do, which will help you gain, say, 5 to 10 fans. That's the aim. Every single week you're going to be gaining, following along with us and growing your own fan base by, you know, even if it's just one person a week, you're still going towards that, you know, the 1,000 true fans that Kevin Kelly talks about. But hopefully it'll be a little bit faster than that. We'll see how we go. So the idea is this. It's not just another theory show. Tons of them out there. It's not just another interview show. We will do some interviews, I think, but we'll get people into the studio, I think, or we'll do them in a different way. Definitely not going to be just another interview show. It's not just going to be another plain story show either. I want to tell the story of what we're doing, but also show the data, show the what we're really doing, the real tactics of what we're working on, so that you can follow along and do them as well. The story's great, the story's interesting, but I want you to be able to do something with it as well. So that's the idea. It's story, it's data, testing, actions, and answers as well. We're going to get a lot of your questions in here too, so that you can interact with the show. We get as much listener feedback in as we can. So if you're listening at this stage, I don't expect to get any straight away. But if you're listening right now, you have a question already, by all means, fire it in. You can always get in touch a few different ways. First one is Twitter, the podcast host on Twitter. We're the podcast host with underscores in between on Instagram. So you can get there, the underscore podcast underscore host. And you can go and drop a comment on the show notes. Just go to thepodcasthost.com/numbers, and that'll take you to the numbers game page. So I think that's all I want to tell you about right now. I want to get to the show. I'm going to record the first episode straight after this. So I'm looking forward to doing that. So give me some feedback though. Let me know what you think. Give me any ideas you have on how we can make it better. How we can make, you know, the bits, the ideas of this you like, the ideas you don't like. Get in touch straight away. Let me know you're out there. And I look forward to talking to you on a future episode. Definitely to get some listeners on the show as well. Okay, thanks for watching this introduction, listening to this introduction. I'm doing video and podcasting, so whichever way you're consuming it, I hope you are enjoying it. And yeah, I'll talk to you next time.